Oh, yes. I'm ready to break down things from Whitney, not only her show, but Whitney's energetic life. Isn't that right, Whitney? Huh?
Come on. It is so great to be back. I can't believe we're in November. We are a week out from Thanksgiving, and we have a lot to break down today, John.
First of all, tell me about Wicked, whatever they're calling the second
one. You're jumping right to it. You know, it has been back to back in the last 2 weeks with Chicago just being on fire, being the hub of so many things. And it's so great because IMAX is making its return back to Chicago at the AMC Roosevelt Collection. And last night was the Wicked premiere. And I had the honor of getting to be on the mic, which was so fun in so many reasons, because not only did I get to introduce a play that the original Wicked, which I saw in New York when I was at Good Morning America, but also my kids got to bring all their school friends. So it was really cute because it was a double whammy night, and the IMAX is truly just incredible to know that we have something like that back in Chicago, that you can really see movies in this different type of way. It's an accelerated movie screen in so many ways. And they have Zootopia 2 coming out in the coming weeks. And so it was really beautiful. It was a big night, though, because it was a lot of people and they all came dressed with their Wicked gear on. So it was fun. You should have been there. Next time I do a movie premiere, you are walking the red carpet with me.
Oh, they were there in their Wicked outfits. I love it. I love it. It's like a Star Wars convention or something.
Yeah, I know. It was really crazy. And they had all the different things. They had pictures. It's on our social right now. Wicked is a great movie. There were so many underlying themes, which, as you know, with our talk show, we love to move the dial forward in hope. And there was this underlying message that I feel like most of our listeners would love to receive right around this time, where it's all about gratitude.
Well, I hear nothing but fantastic reviews for this second installment of the Wicked saga. So it'll do really well. I guess it opens Friday officially.
I was going to say officially Friday. And I've been seeing some of my other media friends doing premieres in New York and all that kind of stuff. So I'm really excited for it to hit the general market so people can see it. And like I said, there's a big message behind this. It really makes you think.
Well, let's get to the Whitney Reynolds show. What's going on with that?
Well, I can't believe it. We have wrapped our 10th season here locally in Chicago on Lakeshore PBS. Mm-hmm. We hit the nation this Saturday with our season finale. The good news is, though, there is a lot more coming up on the streaming realm. And then we have our big season 10 crossover that hits WGN TV December 7th at noon. So it's a really exciting time because, again, owning a TV show where you want to be the strongest voice of hope for the nation and you're telling these deep stories, we want to make sure we're always repurposing our content so we can reach viewers in all sorts of different ways. So these network crossovers have been our newest thing, and we've landed on WGN TV the last two times with season 9 and season 10. So we are doing that on December 7th. And then our season finale this week, we had so many great people, from Shermaine Cruz talking about stoic empathy to Real Talk Kim. And it's just been one of those seasons that I look back at what we've done, because before this season, we did not have these video boards and we were not in the space that we are now. And it's great because as we've done this 10 season, our viewers have really been able to see how we've grown and how we go deeper with the topics.
Yeah, you're really into these video boards. I mean,
I am. And you know what's really crazy? Well, you know what I love is, like, not only with the video boards, but we also got to do this with a live audience.
Yeah.
Season 11 opened it up in a whole new realm, which if anybody's followed my journey, they know that we were like the little engine that could. And I'm like, just upping and buffing and could we do it? And it's been incredible to see how the show has grown and how the storytelling has grown with people that believe in us. And even like with the audience, it is so cool because in this next season that's coming up in April, you'll be able to see our audience gets to give us feedback and really weigh in on these topics as well.
So the next season, well, it's not done yet, is it? Or is it?
Well, I'm in the works. That's the thing, is I'm always moving and grooving. It's one of those things of we're always taping, and if we can slide it in digital sooner, whether it's on Amazon Prime or Tubi. But like Craig Robinson was in our studio last week. He is Chicago's own. So crazy. So great. His new movie is incredible. And it really, you know, I talk about these deeper messages, but even, and I don't want to call it a cartoon because it's not a cartoon. It's an animated film. But yeah. With that, In Your Dreams is one of those shows that had a big message as well. And he was able to bring that out with his humor. So he was in our studio, but I don't want to wait until April to release that, to release his interview. So what we're doing is these crossovers where you'll see it land on other networks and our streaming. And so our official next season will be out in April, but we want everybody to get caught up because I think I'm probably the only one that sits front row every Monday when my show hits or when it hits Saturday around the nation. But I want people to get caught up so you can do that on the PBS app or Tubi.
That's Whitney Reynolds. As you can tell, she has absolutely no energy. And we'll do more with her on Wednesdays with Whit. In just a minute or two. And this is Wednesday with Whit on 720 WGN, 20 minutes after 7 with John Landecker. And yes, Whitney, what would you care to go to next?
Well, you know what? I love how you're able to pull those clips from the show. You've done that a few times. Yeah. I'm always mind boggled by you, John. I love that.
Well,
that was another thing new this season is our intro song, which I can't believe it won a video award.
Why not? For
Best Talk Show theme song. So there we go, Cray Reeve. Yeah.
Well, I watched one of your shows on Lakeshore over the weekend, and I almost took the music at the end. But I'll do that the next time. I'll get that.
The music at the end. Remind me. It's like in the credits roll.
Yeah.
The exciting music. Yeah, you know, it's one of those. It's weird when a season ends because you put so much work into it. And that's why I keep like reiterating people need to stream and catch up. But I'm so glad you watched it over the weekend. That means you're probably watching on our world channel time, which is around the nation at the same time. So I'm glad you saw it.
Oh, yeah. I have it programmed in my DVR.
Oh, my goodness, John. You're a goodie.
Oh,
well,
yeah,
I was going
to tell you.
Well, there has been so much going on in Chicago. In fact, I got to catch up with some of your other WGN radio folks. We had that ping pong tournament for the Jackson Chance Foundation a few weeks ago, and it was truly incredible. We were talking about you and talking about Wednesdays with Whit and how special it is. But I'm telling you, this is the season for nonprofits making their big mark in our city, and going into the holidays, it's more important than ever. So last week, I actually was with the March of Dimes, and we had a record-breaking night. It was right next door to where we are at the Radisson Blue, and we raised over $750,000, and it's still like adding up from that night. It was truly incredible, and the March of Dimes mission is amazing. I got to talk about my best friend from elementary school, Aaron Coleman, who was born at just 24 weeks. And they were able to give her mom a heart monitor for Aaron and expensive formula because when our youngest fighters are really trying to stay alive and fighting, you don't have time to think about some of these things. And that's where the March of Dimes really steps in. And it was incredible because you also realize in a room of thousands of people how incredibly small our city is at times because it was like this table knows this person. It was like, it was truly amazing. And like I said, it was right next door to where we taped this show.
You know, I don't know if they use this slogan anymore, but I remember years ago, people used to say that Chicago was, how does this go? The biggest small city in the world.
It's true. I grew up in a town at the time, like Durant, Oklahoma, I think was 10,000 people. And Chicago feels way smaller than that to me. I go back home and I'm like, Durant, you have nothing on Chicago. So tiny. Yes.
Well, we have Thanksgiving coming up around.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Well, I'm like, this is not on my list of things we were going to talk about, but can we talk about how nuts I am? You know, I talk for a living.
Can we talk about how nuts you are? You know, I don't know where we ever got that idea. Yeah.
I bring people together for a living. And I'm telling you, all you have to do is say, I'm hosting my family. And all of a sudden I like tried to rehaul my house. Poor David added a plate wall to some random wall in my house. I'm telling you, it brings out a different level for me to host.
Chaos.
Like not a TV show, not host a TV show, but host Thanksgiving at my house.
Right.
It has been literally insane, all the different things I've been wanting to do and make right. But as I tell my viewers on the show, we will get through this. We'll get through it together. And your story does matter. And I'm hoping we're creating a good story for Thanksgiving, because right now it has been complete chaos leading up to it. I had so many ideas for this Thanksgiving spread come to life at the CS Magazine Interior Design Awards, which I hosted last week for CS Magazine. These interior designers were incredible, and the winners, it was just mind-boggling. So my little plate wall didn't stand a chance to what they were doing, but it still gave me this like extra boost of creativity when I was with them. I was like, okay, I'm coming home, I'm taking some of these ideas, and I'm implementing them into Thanksgiving.
Well, that's good. I mean, you're able to combine, you're able to bring some good things from your work back home and put them to good use for the rest of the family. That's good.
Yes, I know. And then going on to Thanksgiving, once I survive, that morning, we are doing the turkey trot. So you're in Chicago, the turkey trot of Chicago, it goes towards the Greater Chicago Food Depository, which is amazing. I've done a couple different events where I've seen them just collect all these cans for all these different families across the town. But that turkey trot, it is amazing. They read fun facts about you. So I submitted all of them for my family. So the whole Reynolds crew from Oklahoma is coming up. We're going to be running the turkey trot. Yes, I know. And then we'll be coming back and hopefully having pure calm and, you know, creating.
How many people?
I'm hosting 15. 15.
Sure, that'll be total calm. Absolutely. Yeah,
Well, speaking of calm, I even had David make a table. Like, he made one of our tables. Like, we've been working on this family project. Yeah. We in this place in, it's near the Fulton Market called Sticks, and you can bring in your wood or other things that you have that you want to create, and they teach you how to do it. And so I'm actually sitting at it right now as we're recording about this. I'm sitting at the table, and this is one of the things that we did to enhance our Thanksgiving. Why not make a table?
Why not? So your whole family's going to go out for the turkey trot and then come over and eat.
Yes. And I sent out the itinerary. We are ready to go. But, you know, it's right after Thanksgiving. I told my kids, you have to get ready for the holidays. So the next day it's full focus. We are turning to Santa Claus. And speaking of the big man, we have the holiday luncheon with the service club coming up. So they still have tickets, which is really incredible, because that really benefits the nonprofit scene. So the holiday luncheon, December 9th. And then PR & Co., which is this amazing store on Halsted, they're doing a Santa pop-up. So I know as a mom, I'm always looking for the most beautiful Santa Claus in town. It was a big deal for me when my kids were really little. Now I still want a beautiful Santa Claus, but they're not crying as much, so the Santa Claus doesn't need to distract the picture as much as it used to. But PR & Co. on Halsted has a Santa pop-up happening, I believe, starting right after Thanksgiving. And then for all those Breakfast with Santa goers, the Metropolitan Club has their Breakfast with Santa on December 6th.
And you're at all of them, I'm taking it.
I will be. I'm like, one of those things, as my kids are getting older, we still 100% love and believe in this season, which is such a beautiful thing as a mom.
Yeah,
and so we are loving this season with the kids. They're 9. And so we're just kind of crunching it all in. I kind of feel like, you know, when you watch Chevy Chase in Christmas Vacation, you see all those scenes of chaos. I feel like I kind of live that out, but it's also a beautiful moment to like remember what matters.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure to talk to you. You and your jogging family, everybody have a fantastic Thanksgiving.
Absolutely. And you too, John, and people that want to keep up with all the different things, you can follow us on social. I'm Whitney_Reynolds. But John, I feel like I'm going to get you to do the turkey trot next year. I feel like we should, like, the Wednesdays with Wit kind of John Landecker, Whitney Reynolds turkey trot takeover.
Okay. I'm game. As long as my hip is ready to go, I'm ready to go. Sure.
We will get it back in action.
All right. Thanks, Whitney. There she is, Whitney Reynolds, host of the Whitney Reynolds Show.